For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's basketball team. We'll take on the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs this weekend, joined by Cody Landwehr, a junior out of St. Cloud, Sauk Rapids Rice High School. Cody, you guys were able to right the ship a little bit last week. How much easier did that make coming to the gym again, getting ready for another week like this?
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously it makes basketball a lot more enjoyable when you're on a win streak like that. But, I mean, hopefully at this point we just need to learn how to string some wins together and keep it that way, you know.
You've played on a lot of teams over your days, teams that have had ups and downs. And how have you personally dealt with downs as a player, where you're maybe not shooting as well as you want or certainly not winning like you want?
Yeah, I mean, a good example is in high school, I think my eighth grade year, we didn't win a single game in playing varsity basketball. And I mean, obviously that's tough to deal with, but you just have to face the adversity and keep on pushing through it. It's going to get better.
How much better of a player does that make you down the stretch? I mean, number one, an eighth grader playing varsity is tough, but then going winless as well. How much tougher has that made you as a player?
Right. I mean, yeah, you face a lot of adversity, like I said, but I mean, the toughness, I mean, it kind of just adds on at that point. I mean, obviously it doesn't just get better right after that season. I mean, obviously it took a while and it took a lot to build. So
I'm curious how you guys kind of went into the game last Saturday against St. Cloud. You get a win on a road, that's tough. You guys played pretty well. You know that they're going to come out guns a-blazing that next night. Did you guys change anything, you know, early on that you wanted to improve on, or change something, maybe give them a different look early on, or how did you guys approach the game on Saturday?
Honestly, we really didn't change a whole lot. I mean, even coming into that weekend, like before Friday's game, we knew that we're basically playing against ourselves at this point. I mean, we're having a tough season at that point. We know that we're struggling with turnovers and moving the ball. We're just trying to focus on playing our best basketball and keeping our heads straight.
What have you noticed is the hardest part about defending a person for the second straight day?
Yeah, it's a little different from last year, but I mean, it's honestly not all that much. Like, all that much doesn't really change. I mean, it's still the same player. He's going to throw a couple different moves at you, but I mean, you know the scout. You know what you're going against.
Offensively, do you find yourself maybe where a shot fake works on Friday and the shot fake is the last thing that you can get away with on Saturday?
I mean, definitely you learn from that Friday game. Like, I mean, you got a guy that's jumping up in the air. You kind of know on Saturday you're going to be able to get him on a couple pump fakes, maybe get him to fall a little bit. So, I mean, that's the advantage of that too.
You know, you've only got a handful of regular season games left. You know that, you know, anything is still possible as far as making the playoffs and extending that season. And I'm sure you've heard this a bunch from the coaching staff. One game at a time, one game at a time. Is that the mentality that you guys are taking, and are you buying into that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every single game, every game matters at this point. And I mean, we still have somewhat of a shot to make it into the postseason. So, I mean, every single game is going to matter from here on out.
It's hard to believe that you guys just started a little over a month and a half ago. And here we're already talking about the end of the season.
Right. Isn't that nuts?
Does that make it more special? Does it make it even tougher to deal with everything else that's going on?
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning of the year, I mean, right away, we're thinking every single one of these games is going to matter. I mean, everyone knew that from the start, and that's obviously carried throughout the season. So
NCAA is allowing people to get a quote unquote free year this year if they want it. Have you decided if you're going to take advantage of that yet or not?
I mean, it's not something I've thought about a whole lot. I'm going to keep my options open there. I mean, obviously, I still got next year to look forward to. So we'll just take it one year at a time.
If this year isn't hard enough, let's make some other life-changing decisions like coming back to school for another year.
Right.
Best of luck tonight, Cody.
Yeah, thank you.